customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's. Really.
And for 100 years now. Curb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
So the vehicle start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family. Serving your by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our station in Sydney. Goffney has from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, what a way to kick off high school baseball here in 2024. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Rushi. It is a beautiful evening. The Raiders and Redskins, it is a rivalry. It's healthy. It's intense. And that's what the rivalry is all about for Gormy Rushi in every single sport. We expect a tight baseball here today. We'll return with more from Rushi in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts and service. Securecon in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors: M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
A picture-perfect night for high school baseball here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again. Great way to start the gridiron, or I should say the diamond campaign. I'm looking forward to football already, Chuck. But Fort Loramie Rushi, no better way to launch 2024 baseball than these two clubs. Fort Loramie state champs in 2018. Rushi state champs 2 years ago, state runners-up last season.
Yeah, it's going to be an excellent baseball game. And to start the season, yeah, it doesn't get much better than this for us, our first game. Fort Loramie, Rushi, like you said, rivals, big-time rivals in every sport. But you got the two best teams in the Shelby County League opening up here tonight at Rushi, and it should be a heck of a game.
Now, Fort Loramie's undefeated, 8-0 on the year, coming off 2 1-run wins this past Saturday at the Zach Richard Classic. Fort Loramie owns a pair of triumphs against Arcanum, 5-2 and 8-0. Arcanum has beaten Rushi, by the way, 7-6 in a game played here at Rushi last Friday night. Rushi 5-2 on the year. The other setback coming at Marion Local, 2-0. Rushi owns a victory over St. Henry by a score of 7-2. That's the club that Rushi dipped, 1-0 in 8 innings in the state semifinal 1 year ago. Fort Loramie's got a number of road games upcoming in late April, early May. Contests at St. Henry, at Marion Local, at Coldwater. None of those will be easy. A road game May 10th at Minster. Meanwhile, Rushi has plenty of road games upcoming as well. At Salina this coming Saturday. In the league at Jackson Center, Tuesday, April 23rd. And at New Bremen on Friday, April 26th. 8-0 for Fort Loramie, undefeated. Rushi 5-2 on the campaign. The two head coaches, outstanding. Kevin Flippo, year number 11 as head coach at Rushi, including the coronavirus season when baseball was not played in the spring. of 2020. Ruchi played some 30 games in the summer that year. So over the previous nine springs of baseball, Ruchi has amassed about 20 victories per season under Coach Flippo's leadership. 2022 was a 25-win state championship year. 2023 was a 26-win campaign that ended with Ruchi competing in the state title contest in 2017. The Raiders, coached by Kevin Flippo, were state runners-up to Minster. Coach Flippo, by the way, for 10 years plus back in the early 2000s, was a varsity assistant slash JV coach at Fort Loring, which is coached by Jeff Sanders. He was the head man beginning in 2018. The Redskins, in his first year, won the state championship back in 2018. Jeff, by the way, is an 89 Fort Loring grad. He was the Shelby County Player of the Year his senior season at Fort Loring. He played baseball at UD, pitched for the Flyers, and also had stints in the minors in the A and AA independent leagues. Flippo and Sanders, two superb Division IV high school baseball coaches with 17 years of varsity coaching experience under their belts. And we've got two quality professionals leading these two teams on the diamond here today, again this season, Chuck.
Well, when you watch a play, I mean, last year I didn't see a lot of the baseball games, but one of them I did see was the Loramie-Ruchi game here. And it was a real good baseball game, and you could tell they just know what they're doing. They're getting the kids in the right spot. They're running when they need to. They're moving people around the field. They're outstanding baseball coaches.
The two aces, a pair of right-handers, go at it head to head, toe to toe here today. Maverick Grudich for Fort Loring, Braylon Cordonier for Ruchi. Both throw hard. Cordonier maybe a few MPH harder than Grudich, each with good breaking stuff. The last few seasons, Chuck, when these two teams have gotten together, it's not necessarily which team is out-pitched or out-hit the other. It's been a case of who makes the fewer mistakes.
Right.
That's the club that ordinarily wins this confrontation. Which team puts the pressure on the other first?
Well, I think in all sports it kind of goes that way, but in baseball it just gets heightened because, you got three outs, somebody kicks the ball, and all of a sudden, you're out of the inning, but no, you're not, and you give up three runs. It's a really heady sport to play. I coached at Piqua for a few years on the JV level with Rick Gold, who you don't get much better than that man learning the game of baseball. But it's a sport where you got to keep the kids involved. You got to keep the kids on the dugout involved. You got to keep everybody excited about the game.
Speaking of Rick Gold, he was the coach here at Ruchi for 2 years before Kevin Flippo took over the reins 11 seasons in the rears. I mentioned the state championships won by Ruchi in 2022, Fort Loring in 2018. We'll go back in time and listen to some highlights of those state tournament games from those years when we return after a short two-minute break here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Now, the sun is behind us here at Rushi. We're in the press box along the first base side, about 15, 16 minutes away from the first pitch, Rushi in Fort Loramie. We look out to the east, Chuck, and we see numerous other athletic events taking place here at Rushi High School. Off to the north, it's the Rushi School expansion, which is quite visible. And we'll be in a new high school gymnasium this coming November.
Yeah, it's a beautiful facility already. You can just tell.
Yep, as I alluded a few minutes ago, Rushi, great triumph 2 years back, winning the 2022 state championship, downing Van Wert Lincoln View in the state final after nipping Newark Catholic 4-3 in the state semi. A big hit in the 7-run sixth inning, paving the way for Rushi's win over Lincoln View, was a long three-bagger off the bat of Braylon Cordonier. Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2. Holy cow. And the Raiders finished off Van Wert Lincoln View in the top of the seventh to close out a 10-4 victory in the state final. There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincoln View. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincoln View was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincoln View scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly, executing at the plate for the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lincoln View off balance the entire game. And then 1 year later in the state semifinal against St. Henry, Xavier Flippo was the hero. He had the big game-winning hit, and he was stellar on the mound. And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Raiders advance. to the state final on Saturday at 1 against the Tiffin Calvert Berlin Highland winner. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. So state finalists in 2023 for Rushi, state champs in 2022 in baseball Division IV. How about Fort Loramie? What did the Redskins do in 2018? Came from 4-0 down, beat Hicksville by a final score of 8-4. A big 7-run fifth. Albers had a big hit, so did Billing in that inning for the Redskins. Here's the pitch to Albers. He swings, hits a blast to deep center field. The center fielder going back at the track. He can't get it. 1-run scores for Fort Loramie. 2-run score for Fort Loramie. 3-run score for Fort Loramie. Albers with a bases clearing triple. He tasted that ball to deep center. Wow, what a hit. We're tied up at 4. Unbelievable. Just as we were talking about the comeback cardiac kids from Fort Loramie, they get the job done here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the go-ahead run at third. Here is a slow curveball to C.J. Billing. He nubs it foul off to the right. Here's the two-strike pitch. Lined in the center. Brickle coming on. He's going to have to play it on a bounce. And the Redskins have taken the lead. Wow, what a comeback by Fort Loramie. C.J. Billing, the hitting hero for Fort Loramie. He had 7 ribbies in the district championship. Big clutch hits in the regional. Had a triple to tie the game in the state semifinal on Thursday. And he's put Fort Loramie ahead right here with a liner to center. Dylan Albers had 3 hits for Fort Loramie in that state championship win in 2018. And Eli Rosengarten spanked a pair of safeties as well. As Arushi won its 3rd state championship in school history on the diamond back in 2018. Gorgeous night for high school baseball. We kick off our broadcast of baseball action here in West Central Ohio in the Shelby County Athletic League with Arushi hosting Fort Loramie tonight. Raiders 5-2, Redskins 8-0. We've got more from Arushi High School in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
A couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, as well as O'Reilly Machine Tool Service. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane on the south edge of Fort Loramie, O'Reilly in Rushi. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oils to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane support high school academics and athletics in the area and enjoy participating here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tentative starting lineups for this game here tonight are as follows. For the visiting Fort Loramie Redskins, Maverick Grudich, the pitcher, will lead off. Roger Hoying at third base batting second. Levi Gebhardt in center field hitting third. Thomas Hoying, the shortstop, in the cleanup spot. Dylan Meyer, the DH for left fielder Brock McCumber, hits fifth. Aiden Boland, the right fielder, sixth. Lucas Brandewee at second base batting seventh. Alex Berger at first base in the eighth spot. And Will Hoying catching batting ninth. For Rushi, the leadoff batter Felix Francis in center field. Pitcher Braylon Cordonier hits second. Braden Monin, the shortstop, in the third hole. Hayden Quinter, third baseman, fourth. Jude Counts, the first baseman, bats fifth. Maddox Gubo, the left fielder, is sixth. Cooper Unverfurth, the catcher, bats seventh. Micah Greasup, the right fielder, eighth. And Zeb Schultze, the second baseman, is in the ninth spot. Chuck, when the umpires meet with the coaches at home plate, you know you're just a few minutes away from the start.
We're getting close. Yep, they go over the ground rules, talk about different things. This ballpark is pretty standard. Some places you go, there's stuff that's out of bounds, out of play, that still would be normally in play. So, this field's pretty standard, pretty straightforward.
It's about 310 down the lines, neighborhood of 360 or so to straightaway center. American flag to the left of the scoreboard and right is limp. It's not moving. Unlike the last few days,
yeah.
No breeze whatsoever here today. The village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions. You can also contact O'Reilly online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. And if you can't attend the big game, join us, O'Reilly's, and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Go Raiders from O'Reilly's. First pitch upcoming just around the corner, Chuck, when we come back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Community Park here in Rushi, just south of the high school, the scene of tonight's baseball game between the Rushi Raiders and the Fort Laramie Redskins. Rushi has taken the diamond, attired in the white pants, the traditional Rushi gold jerseys, blue numerals, blue caps with the gold caps, capital letters, script R in the middle of the cap. Fort Laramie Redskins in the road, black shirts, white numbers, white pants, black and white caps on top with the red bills, beautiful green grass. It's lush, should be, Chuck, given all the rain we've had. Diamond in excellent playing condition. It drains extremely well. Contests have been completed here at Rushi when other games in the area have been postponed.
Well, and their grass is actually green. I found out when I was watching the Masters that they paint their grass to make it look that good on TV. So there you go.
Now, Rushi Raiders defensively have Maddox Gubo in left field, Felix Francis in center, Micah Griesup in right. In the infield, Hayden Quinter at third, Braden Monnet at short, Zeb Schulze at second, Jude Counts at first. On the mound, Braylon Cordonier. Behind the plate, Cooper Unverfirth. Cordonier and Grudich, the two starters here today. Microscopic earned run averages around one. Grudich has given up just one earned run in 13 innings on the season so far. Both pitchers throw pretty hard. Cordonier pushes up to about 84 mph at times. Grudich 80 just above, each with very good sharp-breaking curveballs. And if these two pitchers can get the breaking ball over, they'll be mighty tough to hit here in this game tonight.
Yeah, when you're sitting there and you're looking for that 84-mile-an-hour fastball and they break a curve off on you, your chances of having to wait on your back foot are slim and none.
Now, speaking of Maverick Grudich, the pitcher for Fort Laramie, he leads off. He's in the box. Left foot, right foot spread wide apart. He's several inches away from home plate, and he looks at strike one from Cordonier right down the middle. Nothing in one is the count. Cordonier wheels into action. Strike two, ladder high, outside half, a couple of heaters. And Cordonier's ahead of Grudich, 0-2. Outfield pretty much straight away. Might shade Grudich a little to right. Here is the two-strike pitch, wasted by Cordonier. A fastball just off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Fort Laramie dugout just below us. You hear the chants from the Redskins. Here's a bouncing ball by Grudich deep in the hole at short. Monnet glides to his right, can't make the play. It's off his mitt, rolls to the ground. I tell you what, Chuck.
Going to be a hit.
That was going to be a real difficult out to complete at first base, even if Monnet makes the play cleanly.
Right.
Because Grudich has got good wheels, and the ball was not hit real hard.
No, but as soon as I saw that Quinter could not get at third base, I knew that was going to be a hit because Monnet was not going to be able to throw him out.
Yeah, I would give the batter Grudich an infield single.
Oh, absolutely.
Although the official score is not kind, I think an error has been registered. Runner at first with no one out for the Redskins. The batter stepping in is Roger Hoying, the third baseman. As the pitcher Cordonier looks at first, throws to Hoying. There's a strike, fastball outside corner. First pitch, I believe, was a ball. Is that correct, Chuck? I missed it. A ball, a strike on Hoying.
Yeah.
Short lead, but Grudich at first counts holding on. Cordonier, the pitcher for Rushi Piers at first, looks in an unreferred as catcher, and time is called.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he's got a really good lead at first base. Got a really good lead, so they need to keep an eye on him.
Here is Grudich off first by 7 or 8 feet. Verdonier's not gone into a stretch motion yet. Here's the 1-1 pitch of the plate. Low and away, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Roger Hoing for Fort Loramie.
They call that first pitch a strike, so it's one ball, two strikes.
Three pitches to Hoing. Two of them strikes, one a ball. Throw to first, runner back. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on the hitter. Grudich at first base for the Fort Loramie Redskins. Off to a good start at the plate this year, 348. Hoing, who's hitting now, is at 450. Leading batting average on the Redskins roster. Fouled off third base, wide of the coaching box, and the count remains 1-2 on Hoing, and the official score, I think, maybe has adjusted the error to a hit.
Yep.
Infield single for Grudich to start the game. That was a tough one. Borderline call. I think Grudich was going to beat it anyway. Swing, a late cut, and a foul spoiled outside the first base box off the bat of Roger Hoing. Remains 1-2. The foul down each line. I think that's a good modification by the official score.
Oh, yeah.
On the Grudich bouncing ball to deep short.
Indeed, we made eye contact and we agreed.
There's a number to the mound. Verdonier fields in the second bounce. No play at second. Grudich is there. Throw to first to counts. Out at first base. Runner at second for Fort Loramie. One down here in the top of the first inning.
And didn't get a real good swing on that, but it did accomplish moving the runner up a spot.
Yep, sure did. One away for Fort Loramie. Top of the first inning. Runner at second base in Grudich. Another right-hand hitter steps in. Levi Gebhardt, the center fielder. Gebhardt 240 by way of batting average on the season so far. There's an inside curveball, and it plunks Gebhardt on the left shoulder. Two on for Fort Loramie. Does set up the double play opportunity for the Raiders. Counts way up at first. Not holding the runner on. He's got nowhere to go with second occupied. Counts trying to take away the bunt to the first base side of the mound as Thomas Hoing steps in, the shortstop for the Redskins. Another right-hand batter, open stance, fakes the bunt, takes wide, ball one. As we mentioned in the pregame, Chuck, the last few years these two teams have collided. The club that puts the pressure on the other one first and forces mistakes usually wins the game. Grudich leading at second. Here's the pitch by Cordonier. Oh, a good steamer. Wow. Fastball. A lot of pop on that one. As you heard it hit the mitt of Unverfirth.
Yep.
Cut on by the batter Hoing. He whiffed on it. A ball, a strike. Two on, one out for Fort Loramie. Top of the first inning, no score. Cleanup hitter Thomas Hoing swings and drills one to second. It is fumbled by the second baseman for the Raiders, who then gobbles it up, flips on to first for the out. Zeb Schultze had a force at second. Doubt if he could have turned two. Might have been close on a relay back at first, but once he juggled it initially, his only play was at first base, and he got the out.
Well, he made a good choice, because even if I think he would have been close at second. You might as well, he's not even the lead runner. Good play to go to first.
Right. Second and third, two down for Fort Loramie. Top of the first, stepping in Dylan Meyer, the DH. He looks at a letter high strike. Meyer at 375 on the year, hitting at the plate for Fort Loramie. Again, another right-hand swinger. Outfield shades him a little right. Right fielder Greasup is hugging the line for the Raiders.
Short, too.
Yep, there's a strike called. A good pitch by Cordonier. Fastball, waist high, outside part of the plate. No balls, two strikes. Cordonier a pitch from getting out of this top of the first. Fort Loramie with runners at second and third. Two down, no score. Conference at the mound, Unverfirth and Cordonier. And a little chat in foul territory at third. Grudich, the pitcher for Fort Loramie, who's on at third. And head coach coaching at third, Sanders for Fort Loramie. Here's the two-strike pitch. High fastball, swing and a miss. Good cut by Meyer. He chased it. It was out of the zone. Cordonier got him to go fishing. Good comeback by Braylon. We played a half inning here at Rushi. No score. Rushi coming to bat on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For the Rushi Raiders, here in the bottom of the first inning, Felix Francis, center fielder, Braylon Cordonier, the pitcher, and Braden Monin, the shortstop. Those are the three hitters for Rushi. Nothing. Fort Loramie left two on, Chuck, in the top of the first inning. Couldn't get that big two-out base hit.
Yeah, I mean, they did a nice job of moving the runners up and everything, but then Cordonier bared down, got the big strikeout there to get him out of the inning.
Yep, Braylon rose to the occasion on the bump for the Raiders. Felix Francis from the right side, legs split wide apart. In fact, his left foot is within 6 inches from the front edge of the box, and his right foot is almost on the back line. Of course, Felix is a good 6'5", 6'6". First pitch is strike. Grudich fires, and there's a pitch pop foul to our left between home and the press box out of play. We are situated alongside first. What a vantage point from which
great
to cover
right
high school
here.
Baseball. A perfect view. What a perspective. Here's the two-strike pitch by Grudich. Big hook, three-quarter, jug-handled curveball, missed low and away. Felix almost pulled the trigger, good eye. A ball and two strikes, one and two. Grudich to his catcher, and Francis swings and spanks a line drive, single to center. Felix Francis on the 1-2 offering from Grudich. Shot a ball on the grass in short center field on two hops to the center fielder, Levi Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, and that's a base hit for Francis to open things for the Raiders.
You know you're hitting the ball well if you hit it right back where it comes from, right straight up the middle. What a shot.
Braylon Cordonier, left-hand batter, steps in, wears 24. Francis at first, got a sizable lead. Grudich to Cordonier, curveball up and outside, ball one. That one didn't have the snap on it. Infield, as you can imagine, around to the right for Cordonier. Cordonier had a big triple 2 years ago in a game here, which won it for Rushi over Fort Loramie. Last year in the regular season, Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice. Two teams did not play in the regional tournament, did play in the regional the 2 years prior, and split. One ball, no strikes, 1-0 on Cordonier. Grudich into the set position. Fires low and in to Cordonier, and it's 2-0. Cordonier is ahead in the count, looks down at Kevin Flippo at third, and Kevin nods and says, Braylon, it's all yours on this pitch. Grudich stretching. Look at first. Off and running is Francis.
Boom.
And the ball is pasted between first and second on the ground into right field for Cordonier. Francis turns second, skips to third easily. And Gradagna with the rifle shot single is on at first.
Well, they had the infield shifted, like you said, and he still pulled it between first and second. That was a rope.
Good recovery and right by Aiden Boland for Fort Loramie.
Almost got by him.
As he flipped that ball back to the diamond, Francis at third, Cordonnier at first, Braden Monin steps in, and Braden is split wider than Felix Francis, Chuck.
Yeah, he is.
His left foot is nearer the front edge of the box than Felix's left foot was. Cordonnier at first, throw over there, and he is back, the runner at third, Felix Francis, two singles to start the bottom of the first for the Raiders, who are threatening with no one down.
I had to have my feet real close together in case it was a curveball. I could dive out of the way.
Left fielder for the Redskins is mighty deep. That's Brock McCumber. Curveball missed inside, around the inside corner. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Braden Monin. Monin steps into the box. Krutich throws. Oh, good off-speed breaking ball. Monin cuts over the top. Missed it. A ball, a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Monin for Rushi. Runners at first and third. No one out. Bottom of the first, no score. Throw to first, and Cordonnier is back. No wind. American flag is steady. It is hanging limp to the left of the scoreboard and deep right. A lot of breeze the last few days. Not so here this evening. Picturesque night for high school baseball. Strike called as Krutich got a slider just above the knees on the outside edge. 1-2 now on Monin. A ball and two strikes. Leading at first, Cordonnier. Krutich is stretching. Fouled behind home plate on the ground. Count remains 1-2.
Boy, another good pitch. He just barely caught the bottom of that ball.
Tell you, when Krutich is on, it's his curveball, which is setting up the fastball, and that makes him mighty tough. Saw him pitch a masterpiece over the summer for the American Legion in a game down at Vandalia. Uh-oh, there's a big hook. And it nipped the elbow of the batter, Braden Monin. The curveball thrown by Krutich was just a shade inside. In fact, he made a long stare in at his catcher, Will Hoing, as if to say, where was that pitch? And it caught the sleeve or the forearm band of Monin, hit batsman, pitched just off the plate inside. He didn't move. He didn't lean into it. He's awarded first, and the bases are loaded for Rushi with no one out here in the bottom of the first inning. And here's Hayden Quinter. It is high and outside. Ball one.
Playing the infield straight up because they don't want to bring anybody in now, get a hit through, and give up a bunch of runs. They would settle for giving up one this inning.
Yeah, Fort Loramie would love to turn two if it's on the ground in the middle of the diamond. Here's the pitch to Quinter. Curveball hangs inside and catches his left hip. Quinter is hit by a pitch from Krutich. And a run is forced in. Two hit batsmen in succession. And here comes Jeff Sanders to the mound for the Fort Loramie Redskins. 1-0 Rushi. Raiders have two hits. Bases loaded. Raiders on top, one zip. And Fort Loramie in jeopardy of giving up more. During this conference on the mound, we'll break. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance.
We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Back to live action here at Rushi. Jude Count steps in for the Raiders. Bases loaded, a run in, no one out. A ball, a strike on Counts, 1-1. As Grudich is even up, a ball, a strike. Raiders have nobody down. Bases still clogged. Chance for a huge inning for Rushi. 1-1 pitch to Counts. Heck of a curveball by Grudich. The bottom fell out of it. It landed well below the knees. Counts went golfing. Missed it. 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Counts. Grudich whips into action. Fastball up and in. Got him swinging. Grudich with two excellent pitches in succession.
Boy, the curveball was outstanding, and that fastball was as fastest thing he's thrown today so far.
Here is Maddox Gubo, sophomore left fielder, wears 18 on his back. He steps in for the Raiders. Here's a curveball in the dirt, and Gubo swipes at it, comes up empty. Strike one. Grudich is in more of a groove at the moment. Big out here for the Redskins pitcher. 0-1 pitch to Maddox Gubo is up top. The ball, 1-1. Little breeze picks up and right now. The American flag showing some signs of blowing in the wind from the north to south. Big curveball missed inside corner. Gubo looked it over, took it, 2-1. No place to put him. Bases loaded. One out for the Rushi Raiders. Here's a 2-1 pitch by Grudich. It's on the way to Gubo, and it's neck high. Ball three, 3-1. Bases full for the Raiders, who lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the first. Runners at first, second, and third for Rushi. Grudich in the windup position needs a strike here and gets it. Fastball outside half of the plate. It's full, 3-2. 3-2 on Gubo. Outfield and left is deep. McCumber, should he catch a fly ball, a runner will tag and score from third. There is a swing by the hitter, Gubo. He missed it for strike three.
Boy, he did a good job of battling back from that 2-0 count.
What a rally on the mound by Grudich. He gets two Ks of Counts and Gubo. Bases still loaded. Rushi a run in. Here's Cooper Unverfurth, the Raiders catcher. Curveball low and away for a ball. Grudich now mixing up his pitches. Good combination of fastball and curve as he tries to slam the door on Rushi. Fastball skied foul over the press box here between home and first. And it's a ball and a strike on Unverfurth. Two down for the Raiders. Bases loaded, bottom of the first inning. Rushi leads 1-0. Grudich's 1-1 offering. Curveball around the plate, off the inside corner, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Two singles for Rushi, followed by two hit batsmen. And that's produced a run. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball lifted at home plate, and it is curling foul out of play to the right. 2-2 on Unverfurth, the Raiders catcher. Outfield shallow and right and center. McCumber fairly deep in left. Two balls, two strikes, two out, three on, a run in. Grudich fires. Fastball bounced to short. It's gobbled up there. A lateral to second. Out on the force. Nice play by the Redskins. Thomas Hoing handed off on the play to Lucas Brandewee. And Fort Loramie gets three straight outs after the Raiders produce a run. We go to the second. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing on scores. Broadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnn creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
We head now to inning number two. Fort Loramie is trailing Rushi by a count of 1-0. Back to the bump, Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. And he will throw in this inning to Aiden Bolin, Lucas Brandewee, and Alex Berger for Fort Loramie. They are the 6th, 7th, and 8th hitters. Fort Loramie sent 5 to the plate in the top of the first, didn't score. Braylon Cordonier bowed his neck and got a ground out to second base and a strikeout of Meyer to close out the frame after Maverick Grudich had gotten an infield single to start. 3 hit batsmen already in this game. Levi Gebhardt for Fort Loramie hit by a pitch in the top of the first, and Braden Monnen and Hayden Quinter hit by pitches in the bottom of the first for Rushi. Rushi went single-single, Francis Cordonier, and then 2 hit batsmen, Monnen and Quinter, to produce a run before 2 strikeouts, and then the Unverfirth bouncing ball to short, which resulted in the force out at second base to finish off the first frame for Rushi, which did generate 1 run. A run, 2 hits for Rushi, no runs a hit for Fort Loramie. Redskins have Bolin swinging from the right side. He's the left fielder. Or I should say the right fielder is Bolin for Fort Loramie. And it's a strike, knee high outside corner, as Cordonier paints the edge, 0-1. Here's the windup by Cordonier, the pitch to Bolin. And he unloads a cut, misses, and it's nothing in 2. Cordonier's got some pretty good giddy up on that live fastball so far. This one misses up over the head of Bolin, and it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. Outfield deep in left for Bolin. Maddox Gubo quite a ways from home plate. Here's a check swing, strike 3. As the hitter, Bolin went around far enough. He's out.
Yep. Unverfirth, nice job of realizing that he had to pick the ball up, tagged him out at the plate.
Yep, he did not complete the strikeout with the catch. Behind home plate, Unverfirth picked the ball up off the ground and tagged Bolin for the out. Here's Cordonier dropping down a little more three-quarter with a slurve that's outside to Lucas Brandewee, the second baseman for Fort Loramie. 1-0 count, up and away, fastball, 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-0. Quinter even at the bag at third. Medium depth for Monnen at short for Rushi. Fouled out of play. And it's 2 balls and a strike, 2-1. Boy, I bet we've got 1,000 folks or more here at Community Park on this gorgeous night in Rushi. Athletic activities going on beyond the left field fence. And as you peer down toward the high school to the north, you see the new addition being built. It's a 2-2 count on Brandewee. Cordonier fires. Oh, there's a good slider down around the shins. Cut on and missed.
Yeah, that you could tell he was fooled. That was not a full swing. He didn't have any. There's no way he could handle that pitch. Great pitch.
So Cordonier has K'd Dylan Meyer to end the first, and Aiden Bolin and Lucas Brandewee to start the second. 3 strikeouts in a row. Another check swing. Alex Berger, the first baseman for Fort Loramie, could not hold up in time, and it's a swinging strike on Berger. Berger at 278 by way of batting average on the year. Looks at that one up and away, and the count goes to 1-1. 1-1 on Berger. Right fielder for Rushi, shading the line. That's Grisa. Swing and a miss, a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Fort Loramie 8-0 on the year, Rushi 5-2. And in Cordonier and Grudich, probably two of the best, if not the best, pitchers these two clubs have seen at the plate this year.
I would imagine. Two best pitchers in the Shelby County League.
Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Berger. Two down for Fort Loramie. Top of the second. Cordonier gets the sign from Munverfirth. Fires, curveball, throws the hitter. Strike three called. What a pitch by Cordonier. He is now fanned four in a row. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Maverick Krutich hurls a strike, a called strike, thigh high down the middle. On the first hitter for Rushi here in the bottom of the second, Micah Grisa, who then swings over top of the second offering from Grudich. And Grisa's behind 0-2. Fastball, yes, outside corner at the knees. Grudich disposes of Grisa in three pitches.
Yeah, he was just frozen there. That's a great pitch. Usually you're thinking waist pitch a little bit. Nope, he threw that right on the corner.
I tell you what, Chuck, the way these two pitchers have settled in here in the second inning, it's not going to take more than a couple of runs to win this game.
Rushi got the one in the first,
yep.
And so far that looks big.
Strike called on Zeb Schultze. Good breaking pitch from Grudich. Another curveball, letter high, outside corner, strike two. Grudich in a groove. No balls, two strikes on Schultze. Fastball is up in the zone, and it's not handled by Schultze. A swing and a miss. Two down for the Raiders here in the bottom of the second inning. Four strikeouts for Grudich. Cordonier's also got four for Fort Loramie. 1-0 Raiders, bottom of inning number two. Back to the top of the order. Here's Felix Francis. Francis drilled a single to center to get that one-run rally going for the Raiders in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the one ball pitch by Grudich. A curve is below the knees to Felix, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, good job on that time, Felix, watching that pitch.
Yeah, Felix detected it was a breaker, and it fell off below the knees. Fastball up in the zone, and it's pumped foul back over the backstop. And it is two balls and a strike, 2-1. On Felix Francis for the Raiders. Two down, bottom of the second. Rushi leads 1-0. There's a ball bounced on three hops to short. Good play by the Redskins shortstop, Thomas Hoing, who looks it into the glove and then zips a throw to Alex Berger at first to retire Francis. Two innings played. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J, Broadagum. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Broadagum has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Broadagum can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Broadagum has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Broadagum also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Broadagum. Yes, Broadagum, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Broadagum, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Broadagum.
Now, these two teams, Rushi and Fort Loramie, with aces throwing darts to the plate, are locked up in what is going to be a real good low-scoring contest here tonight at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. Top of the third, 1-0 Raiders, Chuck, as Fort Loramie sends up 9-1-2 here in the top of the third inning. Will Hoying, the catcher, looks at one low and away from Cordonier. It's a ball. Redskins lineup features the DH, Dylan Meyer in the five spot. He hits for left fielder Brock McCumber. There's a ball sprayed foul off to the right. Off the bat of Hoying, a ball, a strike, 1-1 on him. Will Hoying at 316 on the year for the Redskins. Cordonier swings into action. Fastball, high strike, 1-2. Braylon will take it. The hitter, Will Hoying, didn't care for the call. Might have been a shade up.
Looked a little high, but...
Here's the 2-1 pitch by Cordonier, fouled away. Or I should say the 1-2 pitch by Cordonier, fouled away. The ball, two strikes. On deck, Maverick Grudich, who's got the lone hit for Fort Loramie, infield single to start the game. He got as far as third base, did Grudich. There's a Cordonier curveball, and well out in front is Hoying, and he smacks a line drive beyond the dugout. Between the third base bag and the Rushi dugout alongside the fence.
It hit that top of that golf cart out there. Boy, it had people scrambling.
Yep, they scattered left and right. That was a shot off the bat of Hoying. Here's the delivery. Fastball missed up and away. Close. You could have put an index card's thickness, not width, thickness between that pitch ball and the outside corner. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Off speed, cut on and missed. Hoying out in front. Oh, a sneaky offering by Cordonier. That was a crafty 2-2 delivery.
Yeah, he is a sophomore. He was a thrower. The kid's a pitcher now.
Oh,
and he is an absolute pitcher.
That is for sure. Here is Maverick Grudich looking at one low and away. A ball, no strikes. 1-0 on him. Grudich, as we noted, infield single in the first. And on the year, he's hitting .348. Fastball strike outside corner about thigh level. One ball, one strike on Grudich. Top of the third, Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing. Cordonier fires. There's a low and away breaker. Grudich can't catch up to it.
Yep, chased it.
1-2. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Both pitchers work very quickly. Cordonier into action again. And Grudich goes down swinging. He ripped the bat at a low pitch. It was below the knees, out of the strike zone. And Cordonier got him to reach for it. Grudich protecting the plate, couldn't get a piece of it. He's out on strikes. Six Ks in a row now for Cordonier. Here's Roger Hoying. Hoying was out on a ball hit back to the mound in the first inning for Fort Loramie. And he's ahead in the count 2-0 as Cordonier's upstairs twice. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Hoying. Top of the third, two down for the Redskins who trail Rushi 1-0. Cordonier again low and away, 3-0. Well, Cordonier in jeopardy here, Chuck, of snapping his six strikeout string. Here's the 3-0 pitch to Hoying. It's down and away for ball four. A four-pitch walk for Roger Hoying, who's not a threat to steal at first. Here's Levi Gebhardt. Hoying was hitting .458, lead hitter on this Redskins team. Gebhardt at .240s in the box, runner at first, two down for the Redskins here in the top of the third. Cordonier looks at first, delivers to Gebhardt, and he threw it past him.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. He threw it right past the bat.
No balls, a strike, nothing and one on Gebhardt. Base umpire is in the grass to the second base side of the mound behind the bump as Cordonier fires a ball, 1-1. Hoying, as I mentioned, not a threat to steal for Fort Loramie. He's at first, short lead. 1-1 pitch to Gebhardt. Breaking pitch down in the zone. Gebhardt lunged at it, came up empty, 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Gebhardt. Cordonier's got six Ks in 2 2/3 innings. 1-0 lead, Rushi, top of the third. Cordonier looks at first, pitches to Gebhardt. Outside corner, heater, strike called, out at the plate. As Cordonier got the batter Gebhardt looking, and that is strikeout number 7 in this game for Cordonier. Only two of the 9 outs have not been recorded via the K.
Yep.
We go to the bottom of the third. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Maverick Grudich starts off the bottom of the third with a pitch to Braylon Cordonier, which is a nasty hook. It's a strike. It froze Cordonier. 0-1 count. And here's the swing by the hitter. High fly ball back at third. Third baseman for Fort Loramie, Roger Hoying, shields the sun away using the mitt and catches the pop-up, which was fair. It was caught by Hoying straddling the line right at the edge of the dirt behind the third base bag, and Cordonier is out on the infield fly. And stepping in now is Braden Monin for the Rushi Raiders. Monin on the season is hitting at a 286 clip. He bunts foul up the third base line. So Cordonier fouls out to third. He had singled a bullet to right field back in the first. Strike two, Grudich with a curveball. Monin leaned away, and that pitch snapped in and over. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Pitch to Monin upstairs, a ball and two strikes, one and two on Braden. Braden Monin, you may recall, got that clutch two-out double in the eighth inning last year in the district semifinal to lead Rushi to the come-from-behind win over Newton. There's a strike three on Monin, and he is up and out, two away for Rushi here in the third.
That curveball buckled his back knee. He had no chance of hitting that pitch.
These two pitchers, Cordonier and Grudich, are on their game here today. Grudich fires to Hayden Quinter, and there's a skyscraper of a foul pop between home and first, and the athletic Maverick Grudich scoots off the mound.
Wow.
And snags it right below us. Great play by Grudich.
Tough play.
Inning over for Rushi. We go to the top of the fourth. Raiders 1, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
We are nearing the halfway point of this game. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing. We are in the top of the fourth, and the hitter for the Redskins, Dylan Meyer, takes a swipe at the ball with a bunting stroke. The pitch by Cordonier was low. It's ruled a swing and a nothing in one count. And the one strike delivery is a fastball, yes, on the outside corner, just above the knees. Quickly, Cordonier is up on the hitter, Meyer, 0-2. Cordonier with a high fastball, fouled off. Still two strikes on Meyer. He K'd in the first. And of the last 4, 7, 8 outs recorded by Cordonier, they've all been strikeouts. Make it 9 of the last 9. Swing and a miss by Meyer. He is down on strikes.
He's got great command of his pitches today.
Yep, Redskins are down in this game by a run, one zip. That was Thomas Hoyne, by the way, who hit first. My mistake, not Dylan Meyer. I was ahead of myself. Hoyne, Cade. Meyer steps in now. Count 1-1 on him. 1-1 on Meyer. Hoyne in his first trip was out on a ground ball to second. And in his first at-bat, Meyer struck out. He's down here, 1-2. Boy, Cordonier and Grudich, our masters here today, each one settling in quickly. They've got full control of these hitters, no doubt about it. There's a waste pitch by Cordonier. Blown away, 2-2 on Meyer, the DH from the right side. He takes a three-quarter swing and loops it into short right center field, and it's a base hit on one bounce to Felix Francis. Nice piece of hitting by Meyer. He didn't take a full cut.
Nope.
He just placed a curveball out over the second baseman's head. Yep. Schulze of Rushi in front of Francis. And on at first is Meyer for Fort Loramie with the Redskins' second hit.
He just dropped the bat on the ball right there and popped it into center field. Nice job of hitting.
That's all it takes. Here's Aiden Boland looking at a strike. He K'd to lead off the second. One run, two hits for Rushi. No runs, two hits for Fort Loramie. Short lead by Meyer at first. 0-1 pitch by Cordonier to the plate. Here it comes. Breaking pitch, and it's a whiff by the hitter, and it's nothing in two. No balls, two strikes on Boland. Both Cordonier and Grudich have got opposing hitters swinging over the top of the curveball here today. Cordonier again, fastball fouled up and away behind home. Still an 0-2 count on Aiden Boland of Fort Loramie. He's the left fielder for the Redskins. Outfield for Rushi, well off the line in left. Maddox Gubo is shading the batter toward left center. Infield medium depth. Fastball low and away, missed. A ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Boland. We're in the top of the fourth. Rushi leads 1-0. Four hits total in this game. And a bundle of strikeouts turned in by both pitchers. And here's another one registered by Cordonier. A swing and a miss by Boland on a breaking ball down.
Good job by Unfer for two to keep that in front of him, because that could have got to the backstop.
And of the last 3, 6, 8, 9 outs recorded by Cordonier, they've all been strikeouts. Here's a breaking pitch in above the waist for a strike. Lucas Brandewey, second baseman for Fort Loramie, looked it over and took it. Runner at first for the Redskins, Dylan Meyer. A strike on Lucas Brandewey for Fort Loramie. Runner at first, two down, Redskins top of the fourth. Cordonier fires. Oh, that fastball was on the block on the outside edge. It froze the hitter. He couldn't uncork the bat and looked at strike two. Nothing in two on Brandewey. Let's see what Cordonier throws here. Is it a change of pace? Nope, it's a fastball wasted low and away. A ball and two strikes, 1-2. Runner at first for Fort Loramie in the person of Dylan Meyer, the DH. For Brock Cumber, the left fielder for the Redskins. Cordonier stretching, 1-2 delivery. Lou in a way. Brandewey almost extended the bat for it. Thought better of it. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Brandewey. Right-hand batter up in the box. Let's see if he gets a breaking ball here from Cordonier. It's a fastball down, and the count goes full, 3-2. 3-2 on Brandewey. Extended at bat here for the Fort Loramie second baseman. He struck out in the second. Brandewey is... Cade has of eight others for the Redskins so far in this game. Low and away with a fastball, just missed. Unverfirth lifted that glove up a smidgen, hoping to frame it for strike three call. Didn't get it.
Yeah, a little bit low.
So base on balls for Fort Loramie's Lucas Brandewey. Advances Dylan Meyer to second base. Alex Berger is... at the plate now for the Redskins.
I'll get a runner at second base now. It's a lead run, so.
Geyer, pinch running for Fort Loramie down at second. Lead runner for the Redskins, who have two on, two out. Top of the fourth inning. Two two on, two away for Fort Loramie, which tries to draw even as the Redskins have made Cordonier work here in the top of the fourth. He has exceeded the 20-pitch mark in this inning. Berger from the right side. Only left-hand hitter on these two lineups is Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders.
Is he a switch hitter or is he bat left all the time?
He's left all the way.
Right. Yep. Because he's right-handed everywhere else.
Two on, two out for Fort Loramie. Curveball, yes. Just above the belt, a called strike on Berger. No balls, one strike, nothing and one on him. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie. Tying run at second. There's a lead, but Geyer. Shortstop, Monin behind him. And Cordonier steps off. A strike on the hitter, Berger. Runners at first and second for Fort Loramie, which trails 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. The Raiders' Cordonier throws a high breaking ball, 1-1. Well, as this inning has moved along, Chuck, Cordonier not throwing strikes with the regularity he was earlier. 1-1 pitch to the plate. Oh, there's a heater, yes. Outside corner at the belt, 1-2. Cordonier spotted that one well. One ball, two strikes, 1-2. Redskins have two on, two out, top of the fourth. Cordonier dealing to the plate, and the ball is drilled right at Mon on its short. It was head high. He moved two steps to the left and speared it. Ball was tagged off the bat of Berger, hit hard. But right place, right time for Monin, the shortstop for the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi 1, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, by way of recap, the big hit in this game, the Wisebridge hit, was not a base hit at all. It was a hit batsman. Back in the first inning, Hayden Quinter was plunked with the bases full. And that has produced this game's only run. Rushi leads 1-0 bottom of the fourth. That was the Wisebridge hit batsman. The big play of the game so far. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge. 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
As we start the bottom of the fourth for Rushi, Jude counts. The first baseman is behind 0-2. And Grudich launches a curveball that travels about 58 feet. It bounces right in front of home. Counts took it for a ball. 1-2 on Jude. Grudich swings into action, and that pitch had the right height. It must have been just off the plate. Missed the edge by a smidgen. Counts looked it over, 2-2. It was framed by Will Hoying. He didn't get the call. Count swings, nubs one to third. Redskins third baseman comes in, Fields. Nice sure play by Roger Hoying, who zips a strike going to first baseman Alex Berger for the out, and counts is retired. One up, one down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Raiders 1, Redskins nothing. Here is Maddox Gubo, the left fielder for Rushi, steps in. Counts out, third to first to start the frame. Counts had been hitting at 220 on the year. Gubo is even up in the count as Grudich missed up and in under Gubo's chin on that one after registering a strike on the initial pitch. 1-1 on Gubo, takes low, and it's 2-1. Bottom of the fourth inning. In this game total so far, 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. 4 singles, one of the infield variety by Maverick Grudich of Fort Loramie. Here's the Grudich pitch to Gubo, and it's a tall foul right at home plate, and it clears the screen. 2-2, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Gubo.
I catch basketballs flying at us. If a baseball comes up here, I'm under the desk here.
Exactly. Need a pair of mittens, at least. Got to have something covering the fingers. Swing and a miss by the hitter, Gubo. He's down on strikes. And the hurler, Maverick Grudich, for Fort Loramie, just recorded strikeout number 6. Cordonier for Rushi so far in this game has 3, 6, 8, 9 strikeouts. 0-1 the count on Cooper Unverfurth, third batter for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. Grudich swings, and there's a shot foul to the screen. And Grudich is ahead, 0-2. Boy, that's been the trademark of these two pitchers.
Getting out front.
Yep. Grudich struggled in the first, went single, single, hit batsman. And man, as he settled in. Curveball down on the ground, swung on and missed by Unverfurth. Oh, that was nasty. Filthy hook by Grudich. Swing and a miss. We played 4 here at Rushi. Raiders 1, Redskins nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation that's second to none. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Well, Fort Loramie starts off the top of the fifth inning with a ball nubbed up the third baseline off the bat of Will Hoing. And it's fielded by Quinter charging, and his throw is to the home plate side of the first base bag, and a runner is aboard thanks to the throwing miscue by Rushi. Hoing on at first. That's the tying run for the Redskins, who turn the order back to the top, and here's Maverick Grudich. Here's a lead for Will Hoing at first. Grudich bunts up the third base line. Quinter charges. Ball dies in the grass. It's a low throw. Trying to scoop it on a hop as the first baseman counts. It gets away. And the Redskins have two on to start the fifth inning.
Well, it's two errors right there on Quinter. The first one, a tough one. That one should have been an out.
And we've got a conference at the mound. The question being posed by the Rushi coaching staff is as follows. Was the runner going from home to first on the inside of the first base line during that last 30-foot stretch before the bag? And if so, the plate umpire can deem that there was interference by the runner.
Well, with a throw, if that was a throw coming from the catcher, if he would have fielded the bunt, I can see it. From the third baseman, no.
There was a brief discussion alongside the third baseline. I think that may have been the topic, but you're so right, Chuck. There was no interference, and Fort Loramie playing small ball with the two runners aboard here in the top of the fifth inning. A couple of errors by Rushi. Two on, no out for Fort Loramie. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Raiders. It is in jeopardy at the moment.
That was a great bunch by Grudich, because he made it so the only play was going to be at first base. Now they're in a situation where you still want to bunt the ball towards third base, because you want to make Quinter have to come play it and have Monin have to cover third base, and that's a tough get.
The batter, Roger Hoing steps in for Fort Loramie with two on and none out here in the top of the fifth for the Redskins, who trail 1-0, but Fort Loramie is posing a serious threat. Runners at first and second. Hoing way up in the box, swings and strokes a hard line drive to the left of Schultze at second base into right field. A run scores. And the runner at first dashes to third, and Fort Loramie's tied up the game.
That was a shot.
Base hit by Roger Hoing to right, and it plates Will Hoing in from third, and Fort Loramie's got the go-ahead run now 90 feet away at third.
That was so close to getting by Grishup in right field, and if that had, they would have had the lead right now.
We are tied up at one, top of the fourth inning. Levi Gebhardt steps in for Fort Loramie. Good surge here by the Redskins, putting the pressure on Fort Loramie's defense. And hurler Braylon Cordonier. There's a curveball, a strike at the knees. Here's a steal of second base. And here is a throw down to second. Return throw to the plate. Out call, then a safe as Unverfirth can't hang on. Delayed steal, throw to second. Cut off in front of the bag by the Raiders. Ball was zipped home. Out call was made. Unverfirth swiped with the glove but couldn't hang on.
Perfect defensive play that time by Rushi, except that he couldn't hang on to the ball when he made the tag.
So three errors by Rushi here in the fifth inning. 2-1 Fort Loramie. Still runners at first and second. And you might expect that Levi Gebhardt is bunting.
Just second.
I'm sorry, just a runner at second. Little number foul off to the right of home. He still could very well be bunting with no out and a runner at second, although he is in scoring position. Two-strike count, not bunting now, is Gebhardt. On deck, Thomas Hoing. Two runs have been plated by Fort Loramie. Two runs, three hits, Redskins. A run, two hits, Raiders. As Fort Loramie's overtaken Rushi. Cordonnier looks back at Roger Hoying at second. In comes Playford. And there is a bunt attempt. I was reading the mind of the Rushi coaching staff and head coach Jeff Sanders. The bunt was in order.
Yeah, I like the play. I mean, there's no outs. You might as well move him up to third base. Now you can score on a wild pitch, a fastball, a hit to the outfield.
I was mistaken. It was not a two-strike count on the batter. Thus, the
The
bunt was still very much in order, as I predicted. Here is a swing and a miss by the hitter. A low breaking ball by Cordonnier. It was golfed at by Levi Gebhardt. He came up empty. And the count is 1-1 on him. No out for Fort Loramie in the top of the fifth. 2-1 Redskins. Runner at second. Cordonnier stretching. No bunt now. Gebhardt looks at strike three called, or I should say strike two called, waist high on the outside corner. A good fastball from Cordonnier. Gebhardt now down in a hole, 1-2. Here's the stretch by Cordonnier. A look back at second. Runner bluffs going. There's a strikeout recorded by Cordonnier. Swing and a miss by Gebhardt. Strikeout number 10 for Cordonnier.
And with two errors in the inning, three errors, but two errors for base runners, that would have been the end of the inning right there, still with a one-run lead. So
yep.
That's what errors do to you.
According to my scorecard, Chuck, it's a three-error inning for Rushi.
Yep.
Here's a curveball. It is up in the zone, but called a strike. Nothing in one on the hitter for the Fort Loramie Redskins.
I've liked his strike zone tonight. That one looked a little high.
We have two down, as I mistakenly skipped over a batter in the Fort Loramie order. Two down. This is Dylan Meyer at the plate.
Yeah, they don't have their number on the front of their jersey.
Meyer even with home, left foot a few inches in front, right foot a few inches in back. Middle of the box, swing, line drive to third, over the head of Quinter. It's rolling along the left field line. Another run scores in the person of Roger Hoying. That ball was belted. Good solid base hit by Dylan Meyer, who had struck out and singled previously. And that base knock lifts Rushi, or I should say lifts Fort Loramie, to a 3-1 lead here in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, that was a rope. That was over Quinter, and then it just died in the grass. Monin had no chance of getting the ball to throw it to the plate. He threw to the wrong base, and the base runner had been paying attention. He could have had second right there.
Aiden Boland steps in now for Fort Loramie, who has started to tattoo Braylon Cordonnier a little bit here in the fifth inning. Keep in mind, though, Braylon's been victimized by three errors.
Yeah, but they've hit a couple of hard balls, but boy, you start as a pitcher, you start losing a little concentration when your defense isn't playing behind you.
Well, we've got a couple of singles here in this inning for Fort Loramie. A bunt up the third baseline resulted in a throwing error at first. There was a ball top to third that resulted in an error on a throw to first as well. Then a drop at the plate by the Rushi catcher on what appeared to be an out call from the umpire. Here's the runner stealing for Fort Loramie. Throw down to second base is wide of the mark. Safe in is Dylan Meyer. 3-1 the lead for the Redskins, who say they're not done. Two outs, runner at second, three-run frame here in the fifth for Fort Loramie. Redskins won both meetings last year between the two clubs, and it was Rushi mistakes which cost the Raiders in those two games. Cordonnier in the stretch, two-strike pitch upcoming to Boland. And he cuts and can't find it. Good breaking ball low and away by Cordonnier. Inning over for Fort Loramie, but it was productive. Three-run frame for the Redskins. Middle of the fifth. Fort Loramie 3, Rushi 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Micah Grisup swings on the first pitch from Grudich and hits a hard ground ball to the right of the Redskins shortstop. He can't make the play. Gliding to his right was Thomas Hoing, got a glove on it. Couldn't come up with it cleanly. Tell you what, Chuck, that was going to be tough at first. Shortstop roaming to his right. If he gets it cleanly, makes a strong throw, I think he nails him.
I think that's got to be E6.
So we've had a diet of errors here in this inning, the fifth. That is the fourth. Hard ground ball by Grisup to short. And it handcuffed the shortstop for Fort Loramie, Thomas Hoing. A ball and no strikes on Zeb Schultze, the hitter now for the Raiders. Ball was hit hard enough to result in an out at first, no question. And the shortstop did not have to go very far, just a step or two to his right.
Rolled right up his arm, yep. Up, right off the glove and up his arm.
I think that is an E6. Here's a pitch to the plate, and it was low and outside, just missed. I think it's 2-0 on the hitter, Zeb Schultze. I looked away. I don't think Schultze swung at that one.
No.
There's a pitch by Grudich. Yep, it's on the corner. Nice pitch by Grudich. He spotted a fastball just above the knees on the outside edge, and it's two balls and a strike. No out for Rushi, bottom of the fifth, 3-1 Redskins. Grudich stretching. Big hitter here for the Raiders. Throw to first, runner back. Well off the left field line is the Redskins' left fielder Brock McCumber, shading a little bit left center. Now he retreats a few steps. The count, two balls and a strike on the hitter. Grisup at first on the air by the Fort Loramie shortstop. There's a low pitch on the ground to Schultze, and now it's a 3-1 count. Wheels are starting to turn here, Chuck. Big pitch here. If Rushi can get another runner aboard, tying runs will be on the bases. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Schultze. Swing at a high fastball, and he can't connect. 3-2, full count. On at first base is Grisup for the Raiders. Big offering here from Grudich. 3-2 delivery. Ground ball to the right side of the diamond. Second baseman moves to his left. It's Gebhardt up with it cleanly. Snap throw onto first to Berger. Out, recorded. And Grisup moves up 90 feet to second for Rushi. That was actually Lucas Brandewee, the second baseman for Fort Loramie. I misspoke.
Nice play by Brandewee.
And said Gebhardt. Well done by Brandewee. As Grisup was probably going to beat a throw back to second. Wise play to get the out. Here's a high curve ball by Grudich as he starts off Felix Francis with a floater upstairs. 3-1 Fort Loramie, bottom of the fifth. Raiders a runner at second, one out. Felix Francis has singled and grounded to short. Curveball around the plate inside, just missed. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0 on Felix. Outfield deep. Pitch to the plate. Francis looks at a strike. Grudich whipped a fastball in to make it 2-1. Grudich has got the meat of the order in front of him here. Braylon Cordonier to follow. Grisham at second, one down for the Raiders who trail by two. Here's the 2-1 delivery by Grudich. Francis swings, chops it up the middle. Shortstop ranges far to his left, makes a real good play, throws late to first base. Francis, long strides, beat the throw. Good wheels from Felix. By half step, he's safe at first base.
Yep, pulled him off the bag, but he beat the throw anyway.
Superb maneuver by the shortstop, Thomas Hoing of Fort Loramie, who roamed behind the second base bag on the chopper up the middle, hit pretty sharply by Francis. He's on at first with the infield base hit. And Rushi now has the tying runs aboard, down 3-1 with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And here's Braylon Cordonier. Francis is stealing second easily. Here's a snap throw to third by the Fort Loramie catcher, diving back as Grisip for the Raiders.
And that was close.
Here's the situation. Rushi now with the tying run at second for Braylon Cordonier. 3-1 Redskins. One down for Rushi, bottom of the fifth inning. Cordonier hits from the left side against Grudich, who fires. Yes, outside corner above the belt. Cordonier looked it over, took it, nothing in two. No balls, two strikes, 0-2. Let's see if Grudich throws one down in the dirt here. Or will he waste a fastball up and out of the zone? Fastball just missed off the outside edge. A ball and two strikes.
That's a good eye to take that pitch with two strikes.
Hey, I'm telling you what, I would have spoiled that one, or at least tried it, had I been hitting. Good eye from Braylon. One ball, two strikes. 1-2, Grudich looks back at second. Cordonier swings and belts one deep to center field. Center fielder for Fort Loramie, off and running. And he tries to make an over-the-shoulder catch. It's the ball on the ground. 1-2 runs are scoring for Rushi. Apparently the ball hit the grass.
Wow, I thought he caught it. He didn't catch that, huh?
And it's ruled a non-catch. What a play by the Fort Loramie center fielder, who's got his arms up in the air saying, what's going on here?
I thought he caught it.
Levi Gebhardt made a splendid play, roamed in the deep right center, and we've got Fort Loramie throwing the ball back to second to double up the runner, saying there was no tag up. But apparently it is denied by the base umpire, and it's ruled a non-catch in deep right center field by Levi Gebhardt of Fort Loramie.
Well, no, they called it an out.
They
said they tagged, both runners tagged up. Boy, if they tagged up, they sure were impressive with it.
Okay, my mistake. Levi Gebhardt was at first saying, hey, I caught it. You didn't give me the out on the catch. But you're right, Chuck. The second out is recorded on the catch by Gebhardt. That whole play could have fooled me, and it did. But because Gebhardt was running away from the diamond and caught the ball on the ground over his shoulder, brilliant play.
A heck of a catch.
Both runners were able to tag from second and third, and each scored. There was an appeal made by Fort Loramie on the runner at second. It was denied by the umpire. Both runs allowed. A sensational play in center field by Gebhardt. If that ball gets beyond him, Cordonier standing on third, two runners are in, and there's one less out, and we've got a tie game. The next batter after Cordonier for Rushi is Braden Monin, and he's hit on the left leg by a pitch ball, and he's on at first. He's the go-ahead run. And the count is a ball, no strikes on Hayden Quinter. Boy, the twists and turns in high school baseball.
That was a great, great catch.
Off and running. Steal attempt. Ball blooped into center. Yes, it's a single. Here's the throw from the center fielder to third. Safe at third base. Good idea by Gebhardt, who came into field. The short pop fly single. He rifled a throw to third, and it was beaten on the play by Cordonier, and or I should say by Monin.
Yeah.
Good wheels by Braden as he beat the pitch to third from the Fort Loramie center fielder. Base knock to center by Quinter, and Rushi with the game tied as runners at first and third with two out here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a break. Both teams conference, 3-3 tie, bottom of five on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Rushi now with runners on the corners. Go-ahead run at third, bottom of the fifth, game tied at three. Boy, this has been a wild fifth inning. Fort Loramie scored three in the top. And Rushi with the two runs here in the bottom of the fifth, both scoring to tie the game. Runners tagging from second and third on a deep shot to right center field that was ruled a catch, correctly so. Here is the one strike pitch, plateward by Grudich. Curveball belted to center, off and running. Center fielder Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, and it deflects off his glove. 360 feet from home plate. One run scores for the Raiders. A second runner is in. Triple for the batter.
Boom.
For Rushi. What a blast off the bat of Jude Counts as he smoked one over the head of the Redskins center fielder. And the Raiders have gone ahead now 4-3 or 5-3.
5-3.
Yep, that was a two-run hit. Runner scoring.
Man, he just scored from first and third, and he just almost made that catch. That was a heck of an effort by the center fielder.
It was off the glove of Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, who earlier in the inning made a great catch running away from the diamond, nearly hauled that one in. Hitting now for the Rushi Raiders with Counts at third after the triple is Maddox Kubo. Swing and a miss. One ball, one strike, 1-1 on him. Timely hits by Fort Loramie, or I should say by Rushi here in the fifth. Grudich fires strike, a good heater on the outside corner as Grudich tries to bounce back. 5-3 lead Raiders. A four-run fifth for Rushi. Grudich pitches and Maddox skies behind first. First baseman Alex Berger in the grass in short right field has it for the out. Inning finally over, and it was a lengthy one as Fort Loramie scored three, Rushi scored four. 5-3 Raiders after five on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sidney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sidney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Well, we just completed an unbelievable fifth inning, which saw Rushi score 4, Fort Loramie score 3, a big triple in the Raiders frame by Jude Counts to plate 2, and how about Braylon Gourdonier's 320-foot shot to deep right center, which was caught, and it plated 2.
Right, you don't usually see it. It was hit so far that he tagged up from second base.
First batter up for the Redskins in the top of the sixth. Hits a one-hopper to Quinter at third. High throw to first. Count spears and applies the tag. Out at first base.
Yeah, Hayden, he held that ball. He's had 2 errors in this game, and he held the ball. You can tell he's thinking about his throws right now. And he almost threw that over the first baseman's head.
Lucas Brandewey retired third to first. Here's Alex Berger. Rushi in the lead, 5-3. It's turned into one heck of a game. Not much activity on the bases for 4 frames. A lot of strikeouts from both hurlers, each Grudich and Gourdonier on his game, spot on. Curveball, fastball, location, off speed, heat. But then in the fifth, both teams break through, and we've got a 5-3 contest in the top of the sixth. One out for Berger of Fort Loramie, a strike on him. High fastball, swinging and a miss. It was actually an 0-2 count, and he's down on strikes. That's how quickly Gourdonier put away Berger. And Gourdonier is in double digits now with regard to strikeouts for this game. Here is Will Hoing, the catcher for Fort Loramie. Gourdonier shoots a pitch in there, and Hoing tries to bunt and can't get a piece of it. He's down a strike.
And you like to see the pitcher. I mean, Gourdonier, that last inning, he drove in the tying run with his shot to center field, right center.
And he is pumped up now on the mound. Here's a curveball. Ooh, that might have been one of his best curves of this game. It fell off the table at home plate, dropped below the bat of Will Hoing, who could not connect. And it's 0-2 for Gourdonier, who wastes a fastball upstairs.
That was a fastball is what that was. He just reared back and threw it as hard as he could.
Unofficially 11 strikeouts for Gourdonier with 2 down here in the sixth for Fort Loramie. Will Hoing swings and barely gets a piece of the low outside curve. And it's a ball and 2 strikes, 1-2. 1-2 as Unverfirth and Gourdonier meet. About 35 feet in front of home plate. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Rushi 5 and Fort Loramie 3. 3-run fifth for Fort Loramie. 4-run fifth for Rushi. And it was an odd inning, to say the least. We've had about 4 errors in this game. You could debate on 1 or 2 of them for sure. But unofficially, we've got 4. Here's the windup, the pitch by Gourdonier. Yepper, strike 3 called. Shoulder high, outside corner. Will Hoing looked it over, took it. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Rushi clings to the 5-3 come-from-behind advantage on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service
service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Well, our first Wisebridge play of this game was a non-hit. It was a hit batsman back in the first inning, which drove in a run when Braden Monnen was hit by a pitch. And another Wisebridge big play of this game is once again a non-hit. It is a long, deep drive by Braylon Cordonnier in the fifth, which wound up being caught, but it scored two runners who tagged from second and third. That was your Wisebridge play of that fifth inning. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Your totals for the game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi Raiders, 5 runs, 6 hits. Fort Loramie, 3 runs, 5 hits. An error for Fort Loramie, 3 miscues for Rushi. Count 2 balls, a strike, 2-1 on Unverfirth for Rushi, and the count goes to 2-2. Grudich on the hill for Fort Loramie. For the most part, he has been razor sharp in this game for the Redskins. There's a ground ball, a worm burner to second. Second baseman Brandowy charges for the Redskins, eats it up, and throws to first for the out. That was a grass cutter. Ball never did get off the ground, Chuck.
No, it was a slow roller. Good job by a second baseman to get up there, keep his eye on it. Sometimes those look so easy you kick them.
Here is Micah Grisa, who hit the ball to short to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for Rushi, and it was misplayed by Thomas Hoying of the Redskins. Grudich fires. There's a ball spanked on the ground to the shortstop for the Redskins, who charges. It is played by Hoying, a one bouncer to first, and it is not caught by the first baseman Berger. It's on the ground, and Grisip is second, or I should say is on at first for the second time via a shortstop error for the Redskins.
Yeah, probably should have been played by the first baseman when the ball hits the dirt. It's got to be on the throw.
One on, one out for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth. Raiders lead 5-3. Here's Zeb Schulze stepping in now. So often the last few years, Chuck, when these two teams have gotten together, the games have not been cleanly played, and mistakes have been factors.
Well, there's nerves in games like this, for sure.
No doubt about it. A lot of tension. And the count is a strike on Zeb Schulze for Rushi. One down for the Raiders here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rushi in the lead, 5-3. Rushi scored a run in the first to go up 1-0. Fort Loramie took the lead with 3 in the fifth. Rushi answered with 4 in the fifth. A 1-2-3 sixth for Fort Loramie. And Rushi now trying to play add-on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Here's a slow curveball, spoiled foul, out of play to our right beyond the press box. 2-strike count on Zeb Schulze of Rushi. One down for the Raiders, bottom of the sixth inning. It looks like both starting pitchers will go the distance. Grudich into the stretch position. Fastball grounded towards second. Second baseman roams far to his left, makes a nice play. Here's a late throw to first, not in time, and the runner running to second runs beyond the bag, and Fort Loramie throws behind him and nails him. He's out at second base. Two down for the Raiders here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Base running miscue by Rushi.
Yep.
In the person of Grisha.
No reason around the second that far. And a great job by Berger to third, getting down there.
So that goes as an infield single for Schultze at first. That play was mighty close. It looked like it was a tie, which does go to the runner. Here's Felix Francis stepping in, and he rips a hard low liner in between third and short. It's a base knock to left. Good productive day for Felix Francis. What a leadoff hitter. He's had three singles.
Yeah, he's a pretty good athlete.
A trio of hits for Francis. Single, a ground out to short, and two more base wraps.
Well, I'll tell you, with two outs, that single scores a run.
Yep.
If he hadn't been thrown out at second base.
Yep, good observation, Chuck. Here's Braylon Cordonier stepping in with runners at first and second and two down for the Raiders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tell you what, that throw back to first by the second baseman for Fort Loramie, Lucas Brandewee, nearly got Schultze, who grounded the ball to the right side. It was mighty, mighty close.
And great job by Grudich to cover first base on that.
Yes, it was.
And it was his throw. It wasn't Berger. It was his throw to second base that got him out.
Yep, good throw by Grudich. But the runner at first was ruled safe. Fort Loramie did get the out on the overrun at second by Grisa. Then a Francis single puts runners at first and second for the Raiders with two down in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Rushi leading Fort Loramie 5-3. 1-0 on Cordonier. Big batter here. Redskins to stay within reach of Rushi. Can't afford to give up another base hit and another run. 2-0 on Cordonier. Grudich pitching smartly. He's in the stretch. Throws to Cordonier. Strike outside corner at the belt. Fastball, 2-1. Heck of a season opening game for us here on scoresbroadcast.com. It's a 5-3 nail biter in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch to Cordonier. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. Three balls and a strike, 3-1 on Cordonier. On deck, Braden Monin, who's been hit by pitches twice in this game. Cordonier has that long drive to right center that was caught, produced two runs. A couple of runners tagged up on the play and scored. Braylon's got a single in this game and a pop out to third. Here's a mighty cut and a foul ripped to the screen, and it's 3-2.
So that goes as a sack fly for him and not an at bat.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes, and two ribbies.
Yep.
On a sack fly. Here's the Grudich 3-2 pitch to Cordonier. Two on, two out for the Raiders in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grudich dares in, gets the signal eventually from Will Hoing, the catcher, and fires up and away. Ball four. Cordonier's on. They're loaded for Braden Monin.
If he hits him again, he'll get another RBI.
Yep. Yep, Monin steps in. He is hitting on the year right around 290. Pinch runner for Rushi down at first. As Cordonier comes off, gets a rest, he'll go back to the mound in the seventh.
Good choice. That's good. That's good managing right there.
Adam Haney, who is a part-time left fielder for the Raiders, steps in at first to pinch run for Cordonier. Bases clogged. They're loaded for the Raiders with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Rushi leading 5-3. Monin steps in from the right side. Grudich has nowhere to put him. He'll throw from the windup. Maverick Grudich, the hurler for the Redskins, swings into action. Curveball to Monin, missed wide. As Braden held up, didn't chase. A ball, no strikes. 1-0. This game was moving right along. Innings two, three, and four. Monin swings, undercuts one. There's a tall pop-up, a skyscraper, foul ground. Right side, outside the coaching box, caught on the play by Berger of Fort Loramie to end the Rushi six. We go to the seventh. Raiders 5, Redskins 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Redskins last chance, top of the seventh, 5-3 Rushi. Braylon Cordonier trying to finish what he started here today. An 11 strikeout performance unofficially, I think, for Braylon, who K'd 2 in the sixth, 3 in the fifth, 2 in the fourth, 3 in the third, 3 in the second, 1 in the first. We'll total them up for you here momentarily. Redskins come calling in the top of the seventh, and it is the top of the order. Good place to start. Maverick Grudich looks at ball one. Grudich safe on an error at third, a strikeout, an infield single, 1-1 count on Grudich. Braylon Cordonier gave up the three spot in the fifth. Otherwise, he has been dazzling. Pitch to Grudich, swung on, line to right, toward the right field line. Good maneuver by Grishup, and he spears it for the out.
Nice play.
One down for the Redskins, who trail 5-3, top of the seventh. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family styling salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and the adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care, always at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years of styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. 1-1 count on Hoying, who's tied up on an inside fastball. 1-2 as Cordonier had some buzz on that one.
Where you can keep it on his hands. It looks like he struggles with that pitch a little bit.
Here is the 1-2 pitch to Roger Hoying. He singled, walked, and bounced to the mound. He sticks the bat out and floats one into left on two hops to the left fielder, Gubo. It's a base knock for Hoying. Excellent piece of hitting. Second base wrap of this game for Roger Hoying. And guess what? Fort Loramie's still alive. One down, top of the seventh. Rushi leads it 5-3. Yep. Tying run to the plate in the person of Levi Gebhardt. Cordonier not worried about the runner at first. Wants to make sure he keeps Gebhardt off the bases. Five runs, nine hits, Rushi. Three runs, six hits, four Fort Loramie. Rushi with three errors, one for the Redskins. Strike called on the outside corner. 1-1 on Levi Gebhardt, who's been hit by a pitch and struck out twice. Hoeing at first. Tying run at the plate in the person of Gebhardt. Cordonier fires a bouncing ball, a curve in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Fort Loramie would love to get the tying runner aboard. Cordonier peers at first. He's into the stretch, gets the sign from Unverfirth, his catcher. There's a fastball nubbed on the ground to Quinter at third. Quinter gloves, throws on to second, force out there. Relay to first is down on the ground, rolls away from the first baseman. Raiders wouldn't have had him anyway. Gebhardt on at first safely. Raiders get the lead runner at second. Two down for Fort Loramie here in the top of the seventh inning. Here is Thomas Hoying at the plate. He struck out twice and bounced to second. Two away for Fort Loramie. Outside pitch by Cordonier, 1-0. Game on the line here. 5-3 lead Raiders. Redskins batting with two down. Top of the seventh. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. Cordonier stretches, fires. High foul out of play to the right over our heads.
Glad I didn't park over there.
One ball, one strike. Unverfirth to the mound to talk to Cordonier. Situation is this. Two outs. A ball, a strike on the Fort Loramie hitter. And Rushi's in the lead, but two runs, 5-3.
Well, I tell you, third short left field are the Sunfields right now. They're looking right directly into it.
And there is a lot of wide open space down the left field line. Gubo and left well off the stripe for Rushi. If Thomas Hoying could pull one, he could run for a while. Runner at first for Fort Loramie. 1-1 count here on Thomas Hoying. Pitch of the plate. Fastball. Yes, it's knee high on the outside corner. That was a blazer. And it caught Hoying looking. 1-2. Cordonier's got the advantage now. Top of the seventh inning. Fort Loramie may be down to its very last pitch here. Cordonier fires. Fastball nubbed off the fist to second. Second baseman charges. No one covering first. Cordonier gets there late. Save. Second baseman Schulze made the play. It was softly tapped. No chance for a force at second. Cordonier slow in arriving to first. The throw wouldn't have gotten the runner anyway. But the batter runner beats it for an infield hit. And now, with the score at 5-3, Fort Loramie's got the tying runs aboard. Two out, top of the seventh inning. Conference on the mound. And Rushi will make a pitching change. Hey, would you believe 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike? Century brand hand tools are always a bargain. Made in America, lifetime warranty, and now 15% off. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Like them on Facebook, tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service. At your Pro Hardware store, we make buying hardware easy. Left-hander's on the bump now for Rushi. It's soft Maddox Gubo, who appears to me to be every bit of 5'11", close to 6 feet tall. He's got good movement from the left-hand side, tailing fastball, has a nice curve, and he has pitched more like a seasoned junior so far this season in the appearances he's made. He's been effective. And throwing from the left side, he and Rinderly give Rushi a good 1-2 punch in the way of southpaws. And that is a luxury at the high school level to have a couple of lefties. Cordonier out, Chuck. And Head coach Kevin Flippo showing a lot of confidence in Gubo to get the final out of this game.
He's got a lot more confidence than I do right this second. I mean, they haven't hit him hard. They that was a cheap little grounder to second base. The only reason they beat it out, but he knows his team, so I know he knows what he's doing. He's won more state championships than I have, too.
And I tell you what, it's a pressure situation for Gubo, the sophomore lefty for Rushi, and head coach Kevin Flippo, the Raiders, loves over the course of the season to enable his relief pitchers from the bullpen to excel in these situations.
Well, if he's a player, he's a pitcher, you got to use him, and that, I think that's a good move.
And then come tournament time, it is a big benefit to have that ace in the hole out in the bullpen. Tying runs aboard for Fort Loramie at first and second. Here's the windup. The pitch of the plate is a curveball, a nasty one. It's way inside, and it hits the batter in the hip. Oh, my. Dylan Meyer is struck. That ball plunked him.
Tying run at second base now.
The bases are full. Aiden Boland steps in now for Fort Loramie. Bases jammed. Tying run at second, 5-3, Rushi in the lead. That, I believe, is hit batsman number 5 in this game. 3 on for Fort Loramie, 2 out. A single will tie it. First pitch by Gubo to Boland. Fastball strike inside corner. You've got to get ahead if you come in out of the bullpen. You need a first pitch strike. Bases loaded, 2 out for Fort Loramie, which is down 2, 5-3. The pitch by Gubo. It's low below the knees. Looked like maybe a two-seamer. Darted down just below the strike zone. A ball, a strike. Gubo on the mound in relief of Braylon Cordonier, who was splendid today for Rushi. Pitch of the plate, foul to the screen, and Gubo is ahead in the count. 1-2. 5-3, Fort Loramie down a pair to Rushi.
They're not checking the runner at second base. They're just pretty much allowing him to get as big a lead as he wants. A single will tie the game.
Yep, 2-run lead, Raiders. 1-2 count. Bases loaded for Fort Loramie. 2 outs, top of the 7th. Gubo fires. It's low and inside. Good save by Unverfirth, who blocked that pitch behind home plate. It's a 5-3 game. Fort Loramie needs 2. The big runner is out at second. 2-2 count on the batter, Aiden Boland for Fort Loramie. Gubo fires. Ball grounded back up the middle. It's fielded near the second base bag by Schultze. He dives and tags second base. What a play by Schultze to finish off the game. The ball was ticketed for center field. Wasn't hit real sharply. Schultze was able to field behind the bag, lunge to the base, put the glove on it with the ball in the mitt, and there's the force out to close out the game, Chuck.
Yeah, nice play. I mean, that's a tough one because you're thinking about it. You don't want to kick it. You know it's the end of the game. Great job of securing it and then getting just, instead of trying to flip it, just going ahead and getting to the base himself.
Exactly. Oh, what a game this turned out to be as Rushi nips Fort Loramie 5-3. 5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Rushi. 3 runs, 7 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Most all the action in this game done in the 5th. When Fort Loramie scored 3, Rushi scored 4. Raiders had a run in the 1st thanks to a hit batsman with the bases full. Hey, don't forget Barker Insurance, serving the region since 1972, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Barker represents companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number 1, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Chuck, our star or stars of this game, Felix Francis, hitting hero for Rushi. He was red hot at the plate with 3 base knocks. Braylon Cordonier splendid on the mound, as was Maverick Grudich for Fort Loramie. Redskins at the plate. Couple base hits from Dylan Meyer, Two safeties for Roger Hoying. Cordonier had, let's see, how many strikeouts? 4, 7, I'm counting out loud, 8, 10, a dozen.
Yeah, not bad. For six innings, not bad.
12 strikeouts for Braylon Cordonier for the Rushi Raiders. He was a stud on the mound for the blue and gold here today. So our stars of the game, are you in agreement? Francis Cordonier.
Yeah, and then on the other side, I'd go with Hoying and Grudich.
Yep, that's a good foursome. Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
5-3 Rushi over Fort Loramie. Got a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Hey, this spring, do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Oh, I bet you do. You see, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport can refresh and revitalize your vehicle the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference on how your ride feels and looks. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Plus, the tinting and ceramic coating services are superb. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, buses, tracks, tractors, semis, and more. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268. 937-295-5268 will put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport on Route 66, just north of Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru.
There you go.
What a heck of a ball game to open up our baseball broadcast season, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got the two best teams in the Shelby County League. You got two teams that are real big rivals. You got two teams that threw their aces, and both of them, for the most part, pitched well. Cordonier didn't get the defensive support that he could have gotten. If he had, it might not even have been quite this close. But give Fort Loramie credit, boy. They made a nice comeback, and then Rushi said, "Here, what you had a comeback. Watch this one." So it was a terrific game.
5 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for Rushi. 3 runs, 7 hits, an error for Fort Loramie. Cordonier, the winning pitcher. Grudich, the tough luck loser. These two teams will play again later on in the campaign at Fort Loramie. It's just around the corner in 2 to 3 weeks. I'll check that date for you in just a moment. I'd like to note that the Redskins were unbeaten coming into this game today, and Fort Loramie is now 8-1 on the year. Rushi is 6-2. Heck of a game. What a way to open our broadcast season here on scoresbroadcast.com, as I fiddle through, Chuck, to find my regular season schedule for these two teams to apprise our listeners of the next matchup between the two clubs. It's at Fort Loramie on Thursday, April 21st. No, my mistake. I'm looking at a completed schedule from a year ago. I'll find it momentarily, I think. Maybe I won't.
I could sing something for them. If you want everybody to go home.
Yeah, they'll play again later on in the year with these two clubs in a game played at Fort Loramie May 9th. Last week of the season. And who knows, that could very well have Shelby County Athletic League championship on the, what should I say, on the line.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's one loss for Loramie in the league. Rushi has none yet. So.
Right. So
absolutely.
They'll return game on Thursday, May 9th at Fort Loramie. SCAL title could very well be on the line. If Rushi does not lose another, Rushi will need that victory to win the league outright. Fort Loramie with a victory, given no setbacks between now and then. Fort Loramie with a win on that date could tie up Rushi for the league championship with 11-1 records for each team. Fort Loramie now 8-1 on the year. Rushi advances to 6-2. Enjoyed it, Chuck. A lot of fun. Our tentative broadcast schedule has us at Fort Loramie on Saturday. It's a game between Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Minster plays Bethel later on in the day in a four-team, two-game shindig at Fort Loramie this coming Saturday. Indian Lake and Fort Loramie at 10. That's our tentative broadcast on the air at about 9:25. On Saturday morning, weather's supposed to be dry, much cooler. Than right now, probably 15 to 20 degrees cooler, no 80, 84, 85 come this weekend, that's for sure. Chuck, really enjoyed it. Thanks so much to our great, outstanding sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. O'Reilly Machine and Tool Service in Rushi is a brand new underwriting sponsor. So pleased to have O'Reilly Machine Tool Services on with us, along with Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, also a new underwriting sponsor. And you heard from Hyatt's Details and Rentals a few minutes ago. Hyatt's also new, located in Newport, Route 66, just north of the 6647 intersection. Thanks to our online audience. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Wise Bridge Wealth Management, a fine underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast. A couple of big plays in this game, Chuck, really were not hits. A hit batsman produced a run, and a long flyout and a tag up, but two runners produced two runs.
I've been watching baseball all my life, coached it,
never
played
seen it.
I've never seen someone get a sack fly and it with two RBIs. Never.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, he left too soon.
Oh, it was close. I'm not sure that the umpires were really noticing that runner at second base too much.
No, if they're worried about the guy on the bases was out in the outfield making sure he made the catch. The guy at home, his problem was if he went too far out, then he had to hustle back if there was going to be a play at the plate. So not blaming the umpires, but just saying.
Can't call what you can't solve.
Absolutely.
Or can't see, I should say.
Absolutely.
But thanks so much to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776. Tentative schedule, Indian Lake at Fort Loramie on Saturday morning. Airtime 9:25, first pitch at 10. And then next week from Minster on Tuesday night, Delpha St. John's and Minster. Delpha St. John's gave St. Henry a run for its money last year, lost to the Redskins in the regional championship, did Delpha St. John's. Blue Jays went a long way in that Northwest Regional, the Midwest Athletic Conference, loaded with several very good clubs, including both Minster and Delpha St. John's. That's our tentative broadcast 1 week from tomorrow night at Minster. For our online audience, for Chuck alongside on Stats, Color, and On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good evening from here at Rushi. Final score once again, Rushi Raiders 5, Fort Loramie Redskins 3.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Cincinnati, most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.